resolution, Prevention of Armed Conflict, adopted by the General Assembly in the year 2003. I hope it can be implemented efficiently and effectively and quickly. At the end of the day, it will be measured by casualties, such as whether another 4 million people die in Africa due to armed conflicts in the next 6 years. The UN should focus on getting treaties, conventions and resolutions passed to date implemented effectively. Some nations may need help, not just to agree them, but also to effectively and efficiently implement them. Much of what is needed is there in writing, but it is just not done. Basic principle is adherence to international law. It is a sine qua non of civilized society that nations fulfill their legal obligations and respect international law. World peace cannot be achieved without adherence to international treaties. Sir Joseph Rotblat. If the countries involved in Africa's First World War in the Democratic Republic of Congo had adhered to the UN treaties and international law, then 3 million people would not have died in their country in the last 6 years. They could have reduced the slaughter and suffering. By adhering to UN resolutions, treaties and international law, they can avoid any repeat of such carnage. Perhaps at the very least, the UN General Assembly should pass a resolution condemning their behaviour. States is not much better. Article 6 of the Non-Proliferation Treaty states, each of the state parties to the treaty undertakes to pursue negotiations in good faith on effective measures relating to the cessation of the nuclear arms race at an early date and to nuclear disarmament and on a treaty on general and complete disarmament under strict and international and effective international control. By signing and ratifying the NPT, the nuclear member states are legally committed to nuclear disarmament. The elimination of nuclear weapons has been the declared aim of the United Nations from the beginning, and resolutions to this effect are passed year after year by large majorities of the General Assembly. These resolutions are ignored by the nuclear weapon states, as are all attempts to discuss the issues by the organ set up for this purpose, the Conference on Disarmament in Geneva. There is a need to keep hammering home the point that America's stand on the NPT issue is iniquitous. It has signed and ratified an international treaty which commits it to get rid of nuclear weapons. It is pursuing a policy which demands indefinite retention of these weapons. Sir Joseph Rappler. When governments, all nuclear states, behave like this with so little integrity, how can business and the public be expected to respect them? It's a good job business and the public do not follow their examples. The UN has passed many treaties, conventions and resolutions to date, but few have been effectively implemented. Much of what is needed is there in writing, but it's just not done. No resources, yet precious resources are wasted on weapons. Establish a voluntary mentoring scheme whereby developed countries mentor and coach less developed countries in good governance. Actual help in putting effective systems in place and providing the environments in which their people can flourish and achieve much of their potential, especially for achieving the Millennium Development Goals, peaceful transition of power, economic development, implementing treaties,